Front Street Clinic is in the process of becoming its own nonprofit organization with a new name, Front Street Health Center. It will still offer the same services, medical, dental, and behavioral health, and it'll be run by a board of directors from agencies involved in the care of the homeless population.
I think that all of his agencies just realized that if the Front Street Clinic disappeared, this huge gap would appear that nobody could fill.
Maria Lovashuk is executive director of The Glory Hole, Juno's soup kitchen and shelter. She's also the president of the newly formed Front Street Health Center board. Other members come from AWARE, Bartlett Regional Hospital, Catholic Community Services, Juno Alliance for Mental Health, and St. Vincent de Paul. The board also includes a physician, a public health nurse, and an accountant.
Because so many entities are coming together, the clinic will be able to function really affordably in a really sensible manner because the burden is now shared across so many caring and competent organizations.
Board members are providing resources and services to help run Front Street. For example, Catholic Community Services will take care of Medicaid and Medicare billing, REACH is in charge of janitorial services, and an accountant for LG Rayfield Mertz will do Front Street taxes.
I just feel so grateful to live in a community that has so many dedicated and caring individuals and organizations coming together to ensure that people have access to the very, very basic thing, which is primary medical care.
Board Vice President Dr. Carlton Hine was one of several emergency room doctors who donated money when Front Street was in danger of shutting down in October. He says they recognize that if the clinic closed, most of its patients would end up in the ER.
We're very good at heart attacks and broken bones and lacerations. We're not very good at chronically managing diabetes or hypertension or chronic heart disease. We're good at acute care, not at chronic ongoing primary care. And the Front Street Clinic does a much better job of providing that kind of service for these patients.
Bartlett Regional Hospital will provide laboratory and imaging services for Front Street. If a patient needs an X-ray or blood test, instead of being sent to Search, the patient will go to Bartlett.
Paying a little bit for these appropriate tests ordered through a primary care doctor is certainly a less expensive route for the hospital than having these patients become much sicker. Patients in the emergency department with those tests being done through the emergency department and then potentially sick enough to be admitted to the hospital because they haven't had the appropriate primary care.
The plan is for Front Street Clinic to become Front Street Health Center when Search gives up management. Dan Neumeister is chief financial officer.
Currently, Search is operating the clinic through the end of April, and we are working very closely with the Homeless Coalition in Juneau to make, if at all possible, a seamless transition.
Partial funding for Front Street Clinic comes from a $160,000 grant from the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration, which ends April 30th. The new Front Street Health Center board hopes to secure the same federal grant, as well as pursue other funding sources. Search operated Front Street at around $600,000 a year. Lovashuk says the anticipated budget under the new board is 30% lower. Another difference is that more people will be able to access services. Front Street Health Center will still cater to the homeless, but will also be available to low-income people and others in need of medical care. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.